We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network. This is the Mac Brown Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network. The Mac Brown Show is presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious, is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Now here's the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Hello again and welcome to the first edition of the year of the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel, sharing the screen with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. Gosh, we really hoped that we were going to be back at Top of the Hill this year with you in person for our shows. That is still a strong possibility, but for now, we're going to stay safe with the way that COVID is running rampant at the moment. Coach and I thought it was a better idea to be here with you virtually, so we'll continue to monitor that situation. Hope to be back at Top of the Hill soon, but for now, Coach, great to see you, even if it's just via the camera and the screen. Great to see you again.
Well, Jones, same here, and obviously we'd rather be in person. We'd rather be at the Top of the Hill and look forward to that day again. We thought we would be there. We're all disappointed, but we've got to maintain our safety and security for everybody, not just us, the fans as well, and our players. And hopefully we'll be moving forward as we learn more about this crazy virus and can handle it better.
Coach, it is we'll talk a little bit about managing COVID because I know it's still a reality for you, but let's just start with the fact that it's game week, 2021 season, just a few days away. Of course, Carolina going to be kicking off against Virginia Tech, 6 o'clock Friday evening. Big division matchup to start the year for Carolina in Blacksburg. I assume you, your staff, your guys are excited. You're ready for this. It's been a long time coming. Are you ready?
Well, we are, and you can't practice the game on Monday. You got to practice, and the guys did a good job this morning with their practice, and I think they're building up to game time. They're still tired some after the 20-something days of practice, but they're really, really excited about the game. And we've got a very difficult game on the road, one of the toughest places to play in the country against a very good football team that won't like us very much. So that'll be fun. It'll be a fun challenge, and the guys are looking forward to it.
Coach, you have been with your team now for nearly a month going through camp. What were some of your goals for this preseason training camp, and what kind of progress do you feel like your team has made?
I think the biggest goal, Jones, was to create depth, and we've been able to do that at a lot of places. So we're excited about the depth, especially on defense, and even more especially in the defensive front. That linebackers are getting better. Defensive line is better. So we feel like we're in a better place to stop the run than we were at this time last year. Offensively, we wanted to separate receivers. We've done that to a degree. We wanted to separate running backs. We've done the same, but there's still unknowns. And we'll find out Friday night at 6 o'clock when everybody else does. Who we are on offense and what those guys are going to play like, because we don't have experience in this offense in those positions. Ty Chandler has a lot of experience from Tennessee, but not in what we're doing here. And then kicking game, you watch last week's games and you absolutely want to throw up watching some of the kicking teams and all the things that happen. You're sitting there writing notes and send them to your coaches and text them, "Did you see that, man?" A lot of first ball games are lost more than they're won when you start looking at it, Jones, and our coaches have coached this bunch really hard, and we've got a weird dynamic with our team that we got some older guys with experience, and we've got a lot of younger guys that have never been on a trip that are going to be playing. So it'll be an adventurous Thursday and Friday for the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Coach, your team is ranked in the top 10 in the preseason in both the AP and the coaches poll. Expectations certainly have been raised, which is a good thing. But how do you manage that with your team so that they can manage those expectations?
We want the expectations to be there every year. And 2 years ago, we won 2 games. So that's not the case with this team. Last year, we were 5th in the country. Didn't deserve it, but we were. And then we go lay an egg the first half at Florida State, and we stink and come back and try to win, but could not. So I think at least the older guys understand that these rankings are based on how you finished last year and who you have coming back. They're not based on anything that you've accomplished. And they also saw last year, Jones, we went from 5th to 25th really fast in about 3 hours. So they do understand that 10 is only there if you earn it and deserve it. And the truth is there's about 3 teams that deserve to be in the top 3, and the rest of us are fighting to get there.
Coach, we mentioned this at the top, but COVID is still a reality in daily life, and it's a reality for your team every single day. We do have more information now than we did at this time a year ago, but how are you and your team managing COVID while still trying to best prepare yourself for the season?
Jones, the unvaccinated players will be tested twice a week. The unvaccinated staff will be the same. And then you're just hoping that everybody's healthy by game day. So, but we're actually going with the same protocols we did last year. Wear your mask when you're inside. When you're in meetings, wear your mask. Wash your hands. Use sanitizer all the time. So we've just said, let's go back to what we did last year. It worked. And the stuff's out there. It's real. It's around us. We don't want it. Number one, we don't want anybody to be sick, but we're worried about your safety. Number two, we don't want you to spread it to somebody else. But number three, we want you to play.
Sure.
You've worked really, really hard since January for this start of this season next Friday or this Friday. What an awful thing if you don't get to participate.
And, Coach, you said about a week or so ago your team has crossed that 85% threshold. Is that correct?
Yes, which means we get to eat together. It means we get to meet together. We just still have to take some precautions with masks and guidelines. But our guys have done a tremendous job, and our staff's done a tremendous job of getting it where we can go back and be much more normal, Jones, than we were this time last year.
All right, we have a busy hour coming up with Coach Brown. We are going to just break down every side of the football. We're going to talk a little offense, a little defense, focus in on the special teams as well. We'll preview that matchup with Virginia Tech. We've received a bunch of questions from Tar Heel fans for Coach Brown. We're going to get to some of those too. Plus, you'll hear a little bit of an interview. Great former Tar Heel wide receiver during Coach Brown's first tenure in Chapel Hill, Bucky Brooks, now doing great things out there in the media world. You'll hear some from Bucky as well during this show. So we've got a busy hour coming up. Stay put. A lot more to do. It's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
Hey Carolina fans, this is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics, joins Tar Heels fans across the nation cheering Go Heels. Whether you're at home watching the game or out on the road, download our Hunt Brothers Pizza app to find a location near you. The Hunt family has been proudly serving our delicious original crust pizza to North Carolina families for over 20 years. With all toppings, no extra charge, and 10 to choose from, there's sure to be a topping combination for everyone to enjoy a Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining and an ice cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel, and we'll get right back to our conversation with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown, in just a moment. But it is time for our UNC Health Champions of the Gridiron, where we will highlight some statistical champions from the weekend before. Brought to you by UNC Health, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds and to help keep you in the game and at your very best. You can see their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. Of course, no games yet for the Tar Heels, so we can't give you a statistical champion. But what we can give you is the 3 Tar Heels that were named preseason All-ACC. That includes on offense, Sam Howell, named the preseason not just All-ACC at the quarterback position, but the preseason player of the year in the conference. Joshua Izudu, named a preseason All-ACC member on that offensive line for the Tar Heels as well. And then on the defensive side, the really talented young cornerback Tony Grimes earned preseason All-ACC honors this year. Of course, a long way to go, but hopefully great seasons for all 3 of those Tar Heels and several others. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Mac Brown. We're going to be talking a little offense here with Coach Brown as we prepare for the season opener coming up Friday, Carolina and Virginia Tech. Let's get back to our conversation with Coach Brown on the Mac Brown Show.
alongside, virtually alongside, the Hall of Fame head coach of Carolina football, Mac Brown. My name is Jones Angel. Thanks so much for being with us here on the Mac Brown Show. And we're brought to you by our friends at Top of the Hill. For 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition for Carolina fans. Handcrafted beer, great food and atmosphere. Top of the Hill is where Tar Heels come to celebrate. And Coach figured we'd kind of break this show up with it being the first one of the year. Just talk a little offense this segment. We'll break down the defense here in a few minutes. But talking about celebrating at Top of the Hill, Sam Howell has given Carolina fans a lot to celebrate during his Tar Heel tenure thus far. We know what Sam has done in his first 2 years. How have you asked him to take another step forward here in year three?
Biggest thing, Jones, is just continue to be who you are, and he works so hard, but take another step with your leadership. Be more vocal. These guys admire you. They respect you. They love you. So they're going to do what you ask them to do. So take that next step. And the second part of that is don't put tremendous pressure on yourself. He's got pressure with name, image, and likeness. He's got pressure with the Heisman possibilities. He's got pressure, can we win all the games? And you can't play well under pressure. So he needs to go have fun. He needs to go relax and make this the best year of his life on the field.
Preseason ACC Player of the Year. Coach mentioned some early Heisman buzz as well. I think I know the answer to this question, Coach, but have you seen any of that stuff affect him at all?
No. Yeah. No, it just goes back to work. But he's a human being, and he's a youngster.
Yeah.
And this is all new for him. And we haven't been a preseason top 10 team with these expectations. He hasn't been mentioned in the Heisman. He hasn't been the player of the year in the ACC in preseason. So there's a lot of expectations on all of our guys. He just gets more of it because he's the one that touches the ball every time.
Coach, the competition behind Sam, you have two really talented young players in Jacoby Criswell and Drake May, and that's been a terrific competition through your preseason camp.
It has, and we were talking about it this morning, Jones. Both of them are good enough.
Yeah,
that's the great thing. So we will have two great quarterbacks next year. Hopefully we won't have to use them this year. We'll get to use them maybe if at some point we get some leads in ball games. But they've competed. People want to separate them. They're not ready to be separated because they're both playing at such a high level. But we're excited about it. And right now you'd put both of them in the game if you needed to and feel really, really good moving forward.
Coach, nearly 2,400 yards rushing last season between Michael Carter and Javonte Williams, both those guys now in the NFL and looking forward to a terrific year and career for both those guys. But how in the world do you try and replace that level of production at that position?
That's our biggest question mark Friday night, Jones, is who are we on offense? We had guys we could hand it to. We had guys we could throw it to. We've got talented guys, but the guys at receiver haven't played that much, and they haven't started that much, so there's a lot of inexperience there. We've talked a lot about Josh Downs, but he really played one game and backed up in some others, so he's not an experienced player. And then you've lost Bo Corrales for the opening ball game, and then your running backs, Ty Chandler has never played a snap at North Carolina and therefore with this offense in a game, and you've got Caleb Hood and DJ Jones, who really haven't played either. One of them was a quarterback last year in high school. So the biggest thing are the unknowns with our offense. When we go on the road, tough place to play, really good, aggressive defensive football team, how will we respond? And we will not know that until Friday night.
Coach, it does feel like one of the knowns, though, on the offensive side is your offensive line. You have all five starters back again this year. I know you've been trying to develop some depth in that area. How do you feel like that group has been progressing?
We've done a good job with the offensive line. Coach Searles is getting some depth. We've got more players ready to play right now than we've had in our previous two seasons. So that is one area we feel good about.
Just want to mention, by the way, Coach was talking about, of course, the production that Carolina has to replace at wide receiver as well. Gosh, De'Ami Brown, Daz Newsome combined last year, 109 catches, nearly 1,800 yards, and 14 touchdowns a year ago. That's a lot of talent at running back and wide receiver.
Coach. Yes, and may I say, Jones, I'm sick of watching those guys on Sunday. I turn on TV now, and I'm seeing them run up down the field. I'm really proud of them and proud for them, but that takes a piece of my heart every time I think, they're not here anymore.
That's right. It would look a lot better in Carolina blue as far as we're concerned. Coach, tight end position is one where you have some veteran guys. Garrett Walston, Kamari Morales, they played a lot of football for you. You've got some talented players at that spot, but another position on offense where it does feel like you have some veterans.
We do. There's experience there. They're confident. They're good players. We've added a couple of young ones to that group that should be able to help us. The big concern for them is their blocking against the big tight ends or somebody near the line of scrimmage, because their ability to run and catch is easy, but we're going to have to run the ball, and we don't have those two backs like we just talked about. So it's going to be imperative that our tight ends come out of Friday night's game with a good grade on their blocking.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to look at defense and special teams with Coach when we return. Plus, soon we're going to get to some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. All that coming up on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
It's bow time. So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. It's bow time.
Whether it's 12 miles to the Pee Wee football comeback of a lifetime, 80 miles to your first hole-in-one, or more like 8 shots to the first hole, whether it's 240 back road miles to sleeping under the stars, or just a few blocks to the grocery store, Marathon has the fuel to keep your engine running at peak performance. Because you never know where life is going to take you. For quality fuel through every mile, fill up at Marathon.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Welcome back, Tar Heels. As North Carolina goes back to school, work, and play, let Janet King ensure your facility is properly clean and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janet King of Raleigh-Durham at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or go to JanetKingRDU.com. Janet King, the king of clean.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
UNC Tar Heels football is on Bally Sports South.
And he will not be tackled. Touchdown.
Buckle up and get ready for some spectacular ACC football action.
He's there. Touchdown.
Every Saturday.
What anticipation.
The battle continues.
Stumped at the line of scrimmage.
Tar Heels football, the ACC, and Bally Sports South.
This is Coach Mac Brown. Catch the excitement of hard-hitting Tar Heel football this fall on Bally Sports South.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel. We'll get back to our conversation with the head coach of the Tar Heels in just a moment, with Carolina kicking off the 2021 season this Friday, 6 o'clock in Blacksburg against Virginia Tech. But the football team, not the only team getting its season started. In fact, several Tar Heel squads already have a few games under their belt. Let's take a look at some results from this past week. We'll start with men's soccer. The guys ranked number 4 in the nation. They've played twice thus far with one win, a 7-0 victory over Bucknell on Thursday in Chapel Hill, and then a tie against VCU 1-1. A wild stat line in that one. Carolina outshot VCU 50-4. That's 5-0-4. But tied the game at one apiece. So the guys, one win, no losses, one tie in their first two. Next up is Georgia Southern. That is Friday at 7 o'clock. Women's soccer. The women are number 2 in the nation. They have started strong, 4-0, including a pair of road wins at Power 5. In fact, Big Ten teams this past weekend. That included a 5-1 victory at Illinois and then a 2-0 win at Ohio State. So the women now 4-0 on the season. They have a few more big-name teams to take on this week. These in Chapel Hill: Northwestern Thursday at 7, Stanford Sunday at 1. And great start to the year for volleyball, going 3-0 by sweeping the SMU Invitational in Texas. They beat Stephen F. Austin Pacific and then the host team SMU to win the event. Start the year 3-0. Joe Segula and his team will have, boy, a bunch of games this weekend, all at home. Friday, 7 o'clock against Colorado State, and then two games on Saturday, Wofford at noon, East Carolina, Saturday at 7 o'clock. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Mac Brown. It's his show, The Mac Brown Show, from Learfield. Back on the Mac Brown Show, my name is Jones Angel, along with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. A reminder, we are going to get to some questions here very shortly with Coach, and you can send those in every single week. You can do it via social media on Twitter. You can send that right to me. My handle is at Jones Angel. Angel, as you see there at the bottom of the screen, if you're joining us with video today, has two L's at the end. Or you can send us an email. It's asktheheels@gmail.com. Asktheheels@gmail.com. We'll get to questions in just a bit. But, Coach, let's talk a little defense. And every player that made a tackle in the Orange Bowl returns for your team this year. Plus, you added a terrific recruiting class in general, but some really good players on that defensive side. So some exciting possibilities on that defensive side of the ball.
Yes, Jones. We and we'll actually have better players as a group next year. Wow. Than we do this year, because we lose a few guys, but a lot of these guys are back for 2 and 3 years, and the ones that we lose are key players. But the program's in great shape moving forward with recruiting, and the biggest thing now is who plays and how many plays do they play? Who's earned the right in practice to play 10 plays, 15 plays? When do you take that starter out and put the backup in? And that's what our coaches are working so hard on right now, is to make sure that we get that right combination, because we've got to have 100% effort out of everybody on that field on defense every play. We got to have 11 having a party at the tackle. We've said if we see that video and can't find you in it, man, you're coming out. And don't bend over and don't show weakness. Don't put your hands on your hips. Let's play. We've got enough guys to do that now. So a big part of Friday night is stopping the run. Virginia Tech's rushed for over 250 yards against us 2 years in a row. They've been more physical than we are. They've lined up and whipped us. They've got 3 of their 5 starters back in that offensive line. So it's time, if we're going to win this game, to step up and be more physical and do a better job against the run. And to do that, we've got multiple guys and combinations of guys that we can put in. So one of the keys to our defensive staff not being able to substitute as much as you used to with no huddle and spread offenses is making sure that we can get guys in the ball game to rest the other guys when they need to.
Coach, I would think another big benefit of that improved depth would be competition in practice. Have you seen that on the practice field, just the fact that there are some more players available at every single position?
Yes, Jones. Competition helps you in so many different ways. You usually have fewer people that are hurt because you can be fresh. A guy knows he's not going to play unless he competes every minute of every day. And it's good competition, so if you don't come ready to practice, you get embarrassed. The other part of that is practice becomes harder than the games, because the guys that you're working against in practice are usually at least as good as the guys you're going to play against. So you're playing against Virginia Tech every day, and that should give you more confidence going into Friday.
Coach, you mentioned earlier a lot of these guys will return for another year or two, or maybe even three, but a couple of guys who are nearing the end of their career at Carolina, but boy, what great veteran leadership. Jeremiah Gimmel, Tamon Fox, but how valuable is it to have players with those many reps and those many games under their belt?
It is so valuable, and there are more leaders right now on defense than offense. That's one of the things we're asking our offense to do, is step up, because the offensive guys aren't near as vocal. But the two guys that you mentioned, Tamon Fox and Jeremiah Gimmel, are as good a leader and leaders as I've ever been around as a team. If our coaches don't make the trip on Thursday for the Friday game, those two could really take over and coach the team.
We hope you all make it, though, Coach. We're planning on it. One of the younger players, Coach, on the other side of this that's gotten a lot of attention here recently is Tony Grimes. He really came on at the end of last year. He's been garnering a lot of praise in this preseason. What are your expectations for your talented young corner?
For us to win, and modern-day college football, for anybody to win, really, the NFL, is you have to take away the deep ball. And people are throwing it, and they're throwing it a lot. And then can I complete it? Can I get a pass interference call? And it's very, very difficult. So you've got to have a guy or two or three guys that can cover their best receiver. And it used to be 50-50. If you can get half of them, you're good. Now it's 80-20. For you to have a chance to win. So we have worked so hard on man-to-man coverage. We've worked so hard on throwing the ball deep that we need to get to a point now where when we go into ball games and it's third down and 12, third down and 9, third down and 7, our guys are going to be man-to-man sometimes outside. They've got to win. And they've got to win every time. And that's a very, very difficult thing to do because you're exposed. You're out there by yourself. Everybody in the country that's watching football Friday night's going to see Kyler McMichael and Storm Duck and Day-Day Hollins and Tony Grimes trying to cover those guys one-on-one. And that's one of the fun matchups that you have to watch. And they've got Robinson and Turner. They've got some outstanding wide receivers that will challenge us.
You've talked a lot about the emphasis that you've placed on special teams during this training camp, and I know you're looking for a big jump in production from that unit this year.
Yes, we didn't have spring practice last year. We didn't have a lot of summer practice where we could do anything. Part of the summer, we couldn't even use a ball, and we hired a new coach who didn't know anything about our personnel. So that was a disaster trying to get started when you're trying to go back and watch video of last year, 2 years ago, on special teams where we didn't do very well. We got better as the year went on last year. We hurt ourselves some in the early season, but we finished strong, and we feel like we're at a better place right now. We've got more depth. We've got more athletes, and we have worked harder, best against best, in our kicking game, because usually there are so many mistakes in that kicking game in the first game because you usually don't go full speed against each other. So the first time you're full speed is in a ball game. And we just said it's too important. And we need to start winning games on special teams, not just hanging in there. So we've worked really, really hard. And I'll be disappointed Friday night unless our special teams perform well.
And Coach, you do have some veteran presence there in your actual kickers. Your kicker, Grayson Atkins, kickoff specialist, Jonathan Kim, your punter, Ben Kiernan, all back. Nice to have some continuity at those spots.
Yes, we feel very, very comfortable going in. Jonathan Kim was the best as a kickoff specialist in the country last year. Ben Kiernan's average wasn't as good as his punting for us because he downed a bunch of balls inside the 10 and 15-yard line. Grayson just kept getting better and better and better, Grayson Atkins. So we do feel like that we are going on the road with experience, and that really helps.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to hear some of an interview Adam Lucas and I were able to conduct with Bucky Brooks. When Coach rejoins us, we're going to answer some of your questions. But, Coach, before we do that, boy, Bucky Brooks, what a great receiver for you back in the early 90s. Bucky went on to a solid career in the NFL and has been a scout now working for NFL media. He has really done a terrific job repping North Carolina, and a big Tar Heel fan growing up as well.
Yes, came out of Raleigh. He could fly. One of the fastest players I've ever coached. Come on, Bucky. We need you back on Friday night.
So I think you'll enjoy some of this conversation with Bucky Brooks after the break, and then Coach will tackle some of your questions about the Tar Heels coming up on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining and an ice-cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
The MT1 Series tractor from LS is a powerhouse packed in a compact footprint, and it's now available with high-capacity loader attachment. This tractor loader package provides you everything you need to get the job done right. Visit your local dealer or check us out online at lstractorusa.com to experience the LS difference for yourself. Rules, restrictions, eligibility, and participation may apply.
Hey, Carolina family, this is head football coach Mac Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no off-season. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Hey, Carolina fans, this is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes, too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
It's the Mac Brown Show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be here every Monday at 7 o'clock through the football season. As I mentioned at the top with Coach Brown, our goal is to be back live at Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. But right now, we will continue to do the show in studio. We will continue to evaluate that process, hopefully be able to be back live in the very near future. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, and you heard Coach Brown talk about him right before the break, Bucky Brooks, great Tar Heel wide receiver from the early 1990s. Brooks went on to a very nice career in the NFL. He's been a pro scout, now working in NFL media on the NFL Network, NFL.com, and more. And Adam Lucas and I had a chance to catch up with Bucky Brooks. In fact, this interview in full will be airing on the Carolina Insider podcast coming up later this week on Friday. But had the opportunity to speak to Bucky Brooks. He's a native of Raleigh, North Carolina, went to Millbrook High School, and a great Tar Heel. Had a lot of fun talking to Bucky. Let's let you hear a little bit of that. This is Tar Heel great Bucky Brooks from our interview on the Carolina Insider.
You mentioned coming from Millbrook to Chapel Hill. Now, when you made that move, you weren't exactly walking into an evolved Mac Brown program. You were walking into, you came in after the first 1-10 year. What was it about Mac Brown and the Tar Heels that attracted young Bucky Brooks? Because it wasn't the wins.
One,
I always grew up being a Carolina fan. And I won't say this because of you guys and your affiliation with the broadcast and all that other stuff, but man, Woody Durham shaped so much of what I thought about Carolina as a youngster. Because at the time, and you guys know, like particularly 70s, 80s, 90s, the radio was everything. And I grew up in a house where my dad would have the game on TV, but we're listening to the radio call with Woody Durham and Mick Mixon and those guys. And so, I remember like Famous Amos Lawrence and Lawrence Taylor. I remember Derek Fenner going for 386 against Virginia. And I just always wanted to be a part of that. And then with the basketball team, having those things with the success, Kenny Smith and Michael Jordan, and I mean, Al Wood and James Worthy and all those guys, like I was a Carolina kid through and through. And so for me, just the opportunity to kind of put on the Carolina blue, to run out the tunnel and to kind of be a part of the family, I just couldn't turn that down. And it really didn't matter what the record was. I was like a Carolina kid. So I just wanted to be a part of the university.
God, my heart is like swelling three times its normal size hearing Bucky Brooks say, because that's what I did. But I did it when Bucky Brooks was out there running up and down the field. So was it as awesome and fun as like sixth grade Jones thought it was to be a part of Carolina football there when you guys were turning the program from one that had struggled to one, as you said, that won 10 games in a season by the time you were finished?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And the reason it was so gratifying is because of the work that took place, right? And I think that's one of the moments. I think that's why I may be so connected to the program now. It's not only like Coach Brown, but it's the players that I played with, the Tommy Thigpens, Corey Holiday, Rick Steinbacher, Natron Means, Dre Bly is in the building. I mean, there's so many guys that I passed kind of crossed during that five-year window while I was there. And seeing those guys have success, you talked about Brian Simmons, but I remember when all those guys were young guys and we were the older guys and we were old school trying to show nine ace and nine deuce how to get it going and how to do those things. And so I think the one thing that continues to remain, and this has always been throughout time when it comes to Carolina, is like that Carolina family is really deep. And I think there's a bond that always connects us. And during that time when we were turning it around, going from 1-10 to when I finished up, we won 10 games, just watching how we grew and evolved and how we began to take ownership of making sure we won our local games, making sure we took care of NC State and Wake Forest and Duke. And, you know, remembering my freshman year when Duke beat us 41-0 and took a picture under the scoreboard and rang the victory bell and all those things in Steve Spurrier's last game, and Coach Brown making a vow that we would never lose to them again, and how, I mean, for a long time, Carolina did not lose to Duke after that. And so all of those things, all of those memories kind of bring you full circle. So, yeah, it was a great ride. And it continues to be a great ride as you think about those memories. But you also meet the new guys, because I met Sam Howell. I remember when Ryan Switzer was coming through camps and I was working at camps and he was telling me about going to Carolina and we talking about that experience. And so, nah, it's a great thing. I'm as big of a Carolina fan now as I was back then. And so, look, man, it's kind of been a dream thing for me.
Again, that full interview will air Friday through the Carolina Insider podcast. Easy to get the podcast anywhere that you can grab your podcast. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and listen in. Let's take a break. Come back. Coach Brown will join us again and answer some of your questions when we return. It is the Mac Brown Show, all coming your way from Learfield.
Great teams require a mix of solid fundamentals and that little something special. You'll find that winning combination with UNC football and at Refuel Markets. You can count on Refuel for those last-minute needs like eggs and milk. And you'll also find the snacks and drinks you need to turn an ordinary gathering into something special. As an official sponsor of UNC football, we hope you'll visit any of our locations throughout the Triangle to enjoy a unique experience on your game days and your work days.
Welcome back, Tar Heels. As North Carolina goes back to school, work, and play, let Janet King ensure your facility is properly clean and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janet King of Raleigh-Durham at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or go to JanetKingRDU.com. Janet King, the king of clean.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allura Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allura Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Tar Heels football is on Bally Sports South.
And he will not be tackled. Touchdown.
Buckle up and get ready for some spectacular ACC football action.
He's there. Touchdown.
Every Saturday.
What anticipation.
The battle continues.
Stumped at the line of scrimmage.
Tar Heels football, the ACC, and Bally Sports South.
This is Coach Mack Brown. Catch the excitement of hard-hitting Tar Heel football this fall on Bally Sports South.
It's bow time. So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea. It's bow time.
One of our favorite parts here on the show is getting to interact with you. And so we ask you every week to send in some questions, have some great ones here leading into the first game of the season. A reminder again, you can send them via social media through Twitter. Write to me at Jones Angel, Angel with two L's at the end, or send us an email, asktheheels@gmail.com. Coach, let's get to some of these questions, and we'll start with Cameron, who sent this question in via Twitter. Cameron wanted to know, how much of a luxury is it to be able to go through a camp without any question about your starting quarterback? Cameron said he imagines starting quarterback concerns can be a stressful part of camp if you don't know who that person is.
Cameron, it's a great question and so true. If you go back and study college football last year, we thought Sam was one of the best, but the last four teams that played in the playoffs had probably the best quarterbacks in the country. And then you go to the NFL, the ones that got down to the last four teams had the four best quarterbacks in the country, and the guy that won the Super Bowl may be the best ever. So the quarterback has always been very important, but right now it is definitely the most important position in college football or the NFL, high school. And so therefore, you need a great one. You need experience at that position to have a chance to be rated in the top 10 in preseason. And Sam Howell is one of the key reasons that we're rated.
Brennan sent in this question, Coach. And Brennan says he feels like you've had very strong staff continuity since taking over here in Chapel Hill. And he wondered how that has helped the process of rebuilding the program.
Brennan, it's really helped us. One of the problems that Coach Fedora had, he hired such great coaches and they won a lot of games and then they'd leave. And the administration right now is paying our guys, and they're paying our guys at a high level. And I've said, last year we were a top 15 team. I think we were 13th and 12th in polls. Maybe the college football playoff poll, we were 12th or 13th. I can't remember, but it was in the top 15. So I said, let's pay the guys like top 15 coaches. Hopefully, if we can finish this year in the top 10 or better. We'll start paying them like they're a top 10 staff and comparable with any of those top staffs across the country. And we've only lost two coaches in 2 years. One because he, really three, two left, one to go to Florida and one to go to Alabama. And they both had reasons to leave. And I understood that. And then I made one change. So we've got a lot of continuity. Our staff's so good right now. 8 of our 10 coaches have either won a national championship or a Super Bowl.
Wow.
So that's fun, and they know what they're doing. So we need to keep them here, and that's one of the things the fans can do is really appreciate what we've got because they are working really, really hard to help your team win.
I would think, Coach, at the coordinator spots with Phil Longo and Jay Bateman, those are two guys who you had not worked with as far as head coach-coordinator relationship before. Now in year three, I would think, are you guys just almost thinking as one at this point with those two positions?
We are, Jones. And one of the things that all of us have to do in our lives, and specifically college football, is be hard on ourselves. Be self-evaluators. And what have we done well in these 2 years? And not just blame it on personnel. And what have we done poorly? And what do we need to fix? And we, one of the best things about this staff, we can have really difficult, hard conversations without getting our feelings hurt, without getting mad at each other. Because they know the most important thing for us to win. We want to win with nice young people that are getting their degree from the University of North Carolina, representing the university well. But we want to win. And we want to win at the highest level. So the only way we can do that is be very critical of each other in practice. And then when we're reviewing a game, win or lose, we've got to go back and say, we won the game, but we didn't play well. Like last year, we beat Virginia Tech. We gave up 260 yards rushing and 45 points. So you walk out of that game, and you're happy, and you hug, and it's a win. And but you got to fix some things. And our defense kept getting better last year. We haven't run the ball as consistently well in the red zone as I would like. That's something we talk about with Coach Longo all the time. And we need to get better in short yardage. We want to go for fourth down a lot, and especially if we're on our side of the 50. So let's get a bunch of plays with third down and four or less and fourth down and two or less so we can be aggressive in those situations.
Coach, this question came from Justin. He sent it in via Twitter and wanted to know, do you treat an opener of this magnitude, a division opponent, a recruiting rival, etc., different than you would maybe if your opponent was an FCS team that you were playing at home? Or is the process the same regardless of your opening week opponent?
No, Justin, we treat this one differently. This is a hard game and a very, very important game for us. If you would ask either coach, we'd probably say, I don't know that I'd have chosen this one, and especially on the road with as many inexperienced players as we've got. So if it's a team you're going to beat, for sure, you don't show very much. You try to play a lot of players. You want to get everybody excited, but it's different. We've got to pull out all stops on Friday night, and we've got to play our best game to have a chance to win.
Let's see if we can sneak in two more here, Coach. This one comes from Dennis. Dennis says he has heard some about Caleb Hood and having a very solid preseason, moving up and being in the mix on your depth chart at the running back position. And he just wondered what Caleb did well and does well that has caught the coach's eyes.
Dennis, very proud of Caleb. We coached his dad here, obviously. Yep. Errol, and Caleb's 225 pounds. He can run really fast. You were concerned as coaches about a quarterback coming in, handling the ball. He'd never handled the ball as a running back, and his pass protection. And he did come in January, but he's getting better at each of those. And we feel like he will play on Friday night.
All right, Coach, our final question for this week comes from John. He sent this one in via Twitter, and it is our refuel question of the night. So, John, you're going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Refuel, fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high-performance gasoline, Refuel, fresh-made convenience. And John wanted to know, Coach, how you developed and honed your PR and public speaking skills. John said so many coaches are able to talk football, but he loves how you understand how to communicate with everyone.
Well, thank you, John. I was really lucky at a young age that I loved my grandfather, and he was the love of my life and mentor, and he always smiled And he taught me to shake people's hands and look them in the eye. He told me that people make a 60% of impression on you in the first 60 seconds that they meet you. Mm. So I said, I got it. That's recruiting. That's interviewing. That's dating. So what do you do? And he said, know their name. People really love their name and they appreciate you remembering it. Ask questions about them. Dress nice. You don't have to have expensive clothes, but they should be clean and neat and not have a bunch of wrinkles. And shake their hand. Have a firm handshake. And I've just tried to do that. And the other thing I've learned, John, is tell the truth. There's certain things that you can't say even tonight about our team, about an individual. But as much as I can, I want to tell our fans what I see, as long as it doesn't embarrass or hurt a young person or coach, and as long as it doesn't give Virginia Tech an advantage. But one of the things I've learned through the years is be direct and try to tell the truth in everything that you say and do.
Great questions, and we have some more that we couldn't get to. We'll hold those for another show and look forward to taking questions from throughout the season from Tar Heel fans. And again, congratulations, John, on that $25 gas gift card. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. We'll break down this upcoming matchup with Virginia Tech as we wrap things up on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics, joins Tar Heels fans across the nation cheering Go Heels. Whether you're at home watching the game or out on the road, download our Hunt Brothers Pizza app to find a location near you. The Hunt family has been proudly serving our delicious original crust pizza to North Carolina families for over 20 years. With all toppings, no extra charge, and 10 to choose from, there's sure to be a topping combination for everyone to enjoy a Hunt Brothers Pizza.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
The MT1 Series tractor from LS is a powerhouse packed in a compact footprint, and it's now available with high-capacity loader attachment. This tractor loader package provides you everything you need to get the job done right. Visit your local dealer or check us out online at lstractorusa.com to experience the LS difference for yourself. Rules, restrictions, eligibility, and participation may apply.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining and an ice-cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
Hey, Carolina family. This is head football coach Mac Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no offseason. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
It's the Mac Brown Show, presented by Top of the Hill. For 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been the pre- and post-game tradition for Tar Heel fans and where you go to celebrate. And Tar Heel fans would love to be celebrating on Friday night, a little bit of a unique game time and day to start things off. 6 o'clock Friday night, Carolina in Blacksburg against Virginia Tech. And, Coach, you've referenced it a few times throughout the show. You guys aren't dipping your toes into the pool of this season. It's a cannonball in there. This is a really difficult way to start the year.
It is. It's exciting because it's a great opponent. It's a rival for Carolina for many years, and it's a team that will be ready to play. and excited to play us. They had a 6-overtime game 2 years ago. We had a high-scoring shootout here in Chapel Hill last year, one of the tougher places to play. Virginia Tech has tremendous fans. They're passionate about their football and have a tremendous entrance. And so it'll be a great challenge and maybe helps us get more ready to play in an opener than if you're playing an FCS team, because we know the importance of this game.
Coach, offensively, Virginia Tech led the ACC in rushing yards per game a season ago. They did lose their leading rusher, Khalil Herbert, from that team, but they do return their quarterback, Braxton Burmeister, and some really quality weapons at wide receiver. You touched on that earlier. They have some really talented guys on that offensive side.
They do. Herbert got cramps against us last year because we let him run for so much, Jones. I got tired of watching him. I thought it was two-hand touch out there. Some, he'd just get it and run for 25, and I'm looking down the sideline saying, okay, is anybody here going to go out there and try to stop the guy? Just get in front of him or put a hand on him or something. And they've got three of those five big offensive linemen back. Those are really good football players, maybe the one of the best tight ends in the country. An NFL guy, two outstanding receivers, and Braxton at quarterbacks, 3-1 as a starter, and has played against us, and he can really run, and running quarterbacks have hurt us. So they have really moved the ball against us for the last 2 years, and that's one of the primary things that we've got to do is do a better job stopping the run to have a chance to win this game.
Because travel plans for you and your team heading up Thursday, is that correct?
We'll head up Thursday. We bus when it's about 3 hours. They still got COVID protocol, so we'll have a mask on while we're going up. And then you have to work on all the roommates and who needs the room with who, and how do you separate them, and where does social distancing come in? And then we've got an hour bus trip in from where we're staying to the game. So a lot of differences for these young people in this opener.
Coach, before we let you go, excited to get this season started. Just any message to Tar Heel fans, as I know they are excited for the beginning of this 2021 campaign?
Yes, Jones, I appreciate you so much. 2 years ago in the spring when we first got here, people were really hurting us in recruiting because they said Carolina fans don't care about football. They won't show up. And you've bought every ticket that was available since. COVID kind of set us back, but that wasn't your fault. We had people begging to get in. And I know we've sold all of our tickets for Virginia Tech, but can't wait till we get back for that home opener at Georgia State. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for supporting our guys and our kids. And let's be really, really positive with them on Friday night. And you guys help pull us through.
Things get started Friday evening, 6 o'clock. Radio-wise, we'll be on the air at 5 p.m. to get the table set for Carolina and Virginia Tech. Coach, great to be back with you again. Looking forward to the season. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jones.
It's been another edition of the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Listening to the Mac Brown Show. Tonight's show has been presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.